Did they pick these up on purpose, or did they have to be pretty hungry?
No, they picked them up. I think it was kind of a delicacy with them. I think actually they liked it. Mm-hmm.
What did you call the little insect that flies around at night and flashes the little light?
Lightning bug.
And the one that bores in your skin?
That's a mosquito.
Well, this would be the one that you'd not see. You'd make a red mark and then just itch like the very devil.
A chigger?
Uh-huh. Was that ever called a red bug?
Yeah, it's been referred to mostly chiggers. So uh-huh. Red bugs are chiggers. Chiggers is that's the word that's used here.
Uh-huh. And these insects that will make nests out under the eaves of your porch.
They're daubers.
Now, do they sting?
Well, not so bad. They will sting if they're maybe mashed on, but they're not bad to sting.
Now, what other ones?
That wasp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he stings you good. It hurts.
What color are they?
Yellow mostly, and there's some black ones. There's uh-huh. two different species of them.
Have anything called a hornet?
No, we don't have any hornets in this country. I sure don't.
You have a lot of spiders?
Yeah, some spiders, not a lot. We have some spiders here.
How do they catch their food?
Spider?
Uh-huh.
Well, the spider and fly, you know the story. And uh-huh. that, in that web, he gets him.
Uh-huh. If you're out and you bump into one of these across two trees or something, what do you call it?
Spider web.
What kind of trees do you have around here?
Oh, we got elm, cottonwood, blackjack, and post oak. We have willow and we have the hackberry, pecan, and walnut.
Mm-hmm. Any sycamores?
No sycamore.
Any cherries around here?
Well, no wild cherry, no.
Mm-hmm. Do you have that bush that grows in clumps?
Forgot to give you the mesquite. It's prevalent here.
Uh-huh. That's taking over too, isn't it?
Well, we do have to fight it.
Uh-huh. What would you call a place where the brush grows thick?
Thicket.
Uh-huh. How about a group of trees in open country?
Huh? Scattered timber.
Uh-huh. And land where you get a lot of scrubby oak.
Shinry?
Uh-huh. Do you have that bush here that has seven or eight fingered leaf? And then it'll have a clump of berries up on top.
You mean shoemake?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have
them. How about vines that'll make you...
Poison ivy, we have it too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What does that make you do?
It makes you itch.
Uh-huh.
It gets pretty...
Well, it does, me.
Yeah,
I got pretty excited when I learned there were some pills you could take for that.
Yeah.
I never took them. Let's see, Mrs. You'd say is
the wife,
and you are her
husband.
Lady whose husband is dead is a
widow,
and Mr. Senior was your
father.
Do you have any special terms for him? What did you call him?
Called him Dad.
How about your mother?
Mother.
And your father and your mother were your
father and mother. Yes.
Together, you might say these are my
parents. Yes.
And your father's father was your...
Grandfather.
What did you call him?
I called him Grandpa.
Uh-huh. And your father's mother?
Grandmother. Grandma.
Uh-huh. And the young lady who was here was your...
Daughter.
And let's see, daughter means not boy, but...
Girl.
Who delivered the babies here in the early days?
Well, Dr. Magnus was our local... cowboy doctor. He went a horseback in the buggy and he delivered me when I was born, and then there's usually some elderly lady that assisted.
Mm-hmm. Did she have any special term?
Oh, I don't know. Thelma know more about that than I expect. Thelma, what did they call the the old ladies usually go around when the babies were born and help them?
Midwife.
Huh?
Midwife.
Midwife. Those are called, well, I don't know.